Okay, my friends, with regard to the discernment, as I mentioned, in case of doubts or when you're just, really stuck, you do not know what to do, so ask people for prayer and help, for spiritual direction. Study the catechism of the Catholic Church. Read good books, good spiritual books. So one of them is maybe this one, yeah? The classic of the spiritual, of a Catholic Christian spirituality. St. Augustine, the Confessions. That's a beautiful book about conversion. Yeah? St. Ignatius. Not many other beautiful books.
Yeah? St.
No, St. Faustina, the diary of her Divine Mercy diary. Make sure, if you want to know that this book is in tune with the teaching of the Church, it would be good to check that this book has an imprimatur. Imprimatur, it means the contents of this book is on the same page with the teaching of the Church. Yes? Participate all kinds of retreats that in the Church are organized. Retreats, days of special events. Join different groups, prayer groups. Perhaps movements, yeah? We have different movements, groups in the Church, yeah? Be active member of the Church. Don't be a passive in the community of the Church. Be active. If you're active in the Church, then you begin to build relationships, yes? With the members of the Church. Even if you get in trouble, at least you have few people, few friends for the community, and then who can help you, who can support you, yes? You're not alone, yeah? Because you can be, especially in a big church like us, like our parish, yeah? You can be anonymous? Anonymous. You can be anonymous. Going to the church, God bless you, and you go back to your own life, yes? No one knows you, yeah? No one even notices you. And perhaps when something happens, you have expectations, yeah? Why the church doesn't help you? But what you have done in the church? In what way you involve yourself? What kind of gifts you use in the community of the church? Yeah? Did you let people to get to know you? Yes? To let people get to know you. Yes? Who you are. What you can do in the church. It's easy to complain. But what am I doing? Yes? For the church. Yeah? So that's why it's very important to be an active member of the church, to be involved in some different ministries, such as perhaps to be a proclaimer of the word of God, to be a leader, to be the usher, to be a sponsor for an RCA next year, for example. There we go. Yes. There we go. Yes. To do something, you know, and to be involved in the prayer group. So that's in this way you let Jesus, you let God to send to you more light. Yeah, if you hide yourself under the bushel, you get what you want. Yes, but if you expose yourself, so to speak, to the light of God, if you involve yourself, commit yourself, then you let God to guide you and to speak to you and so on.
We've been talking a lot about how we speak to God and meditate on it, but I find one of the troubles I have is how we hear God's word and how we know when He is speaking to me. And when I'm trying to discern what I should do, I find having a community that God often speaks to the people in my community. Mm-hmm. He might speak to me through a homily or through the word of a friend, or if I talk to my prayer group about something, He might speak through them.
Yes, exactly. So you give God chance to speak to you, yes? But also, the way how we let God, we need to, this is one of the points, be involved in the community of the church. Find your spot, yeah? Find your spot. But also stay at peace trying to have a reflective life by external and internal silence. There's time to talk There's time to sing. There's time to be active. There's time that we should be like Martha, you know, from the Bible, from the Gospel. Yeah? To act like busy bodies, people. But there's time that we need to what? To quiet down. To stop talking. Yes? There's time that we need to try to be silent. Yes? There's time that we try to focus on more our attentions, our hearts, to set our hearts and minds on God and just to listen. Yeah? So, but we need to develop this ability to be quiet. And to what helps us to be quiet? To distance ourselves, to keep a healthy distance to anything, actually. Yes? So trying to not to be too much involved emotionally. Yeah? Because our first reaction to be emotionally so much involved. Pray for the grace of distance. Right distance. Yeah? Because nothing happens by a chance. Nothing happens by... It is not accident that what God put me in this situation. Yeah? So don't worry. Distance to anything. Yeah? Even to this mic. Yeah? Especially to all technology. Distance yourself. Yeah? A healthy distance, you know, because we can rely on technology, we can rely on people, but, you know, let's rely on God's grace. So, nothing happens by chance. How to distance, how to be quiet? One of the ways to be quiet is to live by the present moment. It's one of another rule in the spiritual life. Yes? The first rule, do you remember the first rule? Priority of prayer, before action. Yes? And then another rule is to live the present moment. So don't get ahead of yourself. If you are at this moment, God is speaking to you at this moment. Yes? This is a chance. The only chance for you to come to know God and to experience His love and His presence at this moment. Don't get ahead of yourself. It was one of the masters of the spiritual life who always taught his disciples. Yeah? Live the present moment. And this is the most difficult for us, to live the present moment, especially in this world, because in our culture, in our mentality, we want to everything get organized, and we think ahead. We are planners. I notice that many people are planners. They want to everything to get set up everything. Right, Darlene? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm. but what do I mean? No, I don't look at the ring. Yeah, don't look at the ring. But what I mean, it is very difficult. But to develop this kind of activity, one of the spiritual masters always taught about live the present moment. This is God's grace, the grace of that moment. This grace is only given for you for this moment. And in this grace will never come back to you. Yes? Because that's a grace. If you miss this grace, if you snooze, you lose it. Yes? Yeah? The grace of sitting, the grace of walking, the grace of doing this, the grace of a conference, the grace of prayer, the grace of work, the grace of doing shopping. This is a grace that is God attaches with this moment. Yes? If we are open to this grace, we get the letter from God. We get the message. If we always think ahead, yes, we try to keep everything under our control, yes, we can miss God. We can miss the grace of God. We'll not miss God, but we can miss the grace of God. God speaks to us, but someone is speaking to you, but you are always thinking, what am I supposed to do? This and this. Like Martha was worried about many little things, but she missed the point. But who was there? Jesus. It was just enough to sit down and listen. Yeah? There's a time, there's a moment where that we need to act like Martha. But there's time. The most important. That's why you have to make a discernment. Yeah? Wait a minute. What is the most important? Jesus is right here. So why should I worry about this? Yes? Mary chose the better part. Yes? So there's time that we need to choose a better part, which is what? Just to be with Jesus, with our Lord. Yes? So Mary had the grace of, because she at that moment, she lived the present moment. If Jesus is at her home, right in front of her, so what is more important? Yes? What is more important right now? Nothing counts. Yes? Jesus is right here. So I should not worry about anything. Yes? So that's why she chose the better part, because she lived the present moment. Yeah? Going back to the story about the spiritual master, and he taught a lot, so his disciples told him, no, you know, master, we are doing this. We're trying to live the present moment. And he said, no, you don't do it. And so, can you explain to me how to do it? Yes? And he replied, when I sit, I sit. When I stand up, I stand up. When I walk, I walk. And we are doing the same. No, you're not doing the same. If you sit, you already stand up. If you stand up, you already walk. If you walk, you go ahead of yourself. Yeah? You already run. Yes? So it is very difficult for us. So it takes many years. Many years and patience. Also, faults, we have to learn lessons how to live the present moment. Yeah? The present moment. But it's worthwhile effort at least to do it. Yes? So that's why quite often the Pope, when he began his papacy, you know, his John Paul II, 1979, if you remember, and his famous homily, in his first homily as a Pope, what he said, the most very famous sentence. Be not afraid. It means, do not worry. Yes, do not worry. Be not afraid. And that's a clue for us to try to live the present moment. The present moment, yeah? Of course, our life, you may explain, no, Father, I need to do this, I need to do that. I have to get children to be ready for the school and so on. I have so many things to do. I have to do it because no one can do it. Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes? Depends on what attitude you have. Yes? So, depends on your spiritual life, on your journey. Yes? And at least pray for the grace. Help me, Jesus, to live the present moment. To live in your shadow, so to speak, yeah? In your shadow, so that my mind would be focused, not because we try always to be one inch of Jesus, but we're supposed to be what? Behind Jesus. Yeah? The sheep follows the voice of the Lord, of the shepherd, and follows the shepherd, not doesn't get ahead of the shepherd. Yes? And for us, it is one of the biggest struggles or problems in the spiritual life. Because we want to be always ahead. Yeah? Always ahead. Because we want to know. We don't feel comfortable. Yeah? We don't feel comfortable if we do not know what is around the corner. It bugs us. Yeah? Can I say that? It bugs me. Yeah? What's around the corner? I need to know that now. You don't have to know. When you get around the corner, you will find out. Yes? Then you'll find out. But for us, from psychologically, it's very difficult to bear with this. Yeah? And I noticed that on the way to on Camilo Way, yes, to Santiago, yeah? So sometimes I notice certain people get nervous when they do not know everything what is ahead. So sometimes we find out when we'll be there. Yes? Yeah? So we find out what will be there, yes? So we don't have to. We don't have to, yes? You see? For us, because the way how we were brought up, and I notice, I'm from the East, yeah? So for the past, for Western people, I don't get me wrong, but Western people, you know, especially in America, yeah? In Canada, you know, because you're perfect, you are very good organizers and planners. Unlike me. But in Eastern people, when I say, like the train comes. What time the train is supposed to be there? Yes? But Eastern people usually is what say. When it comes, it comes. Just wait. Yeah? But for you it is, this answer does not what? Satisfy you. No, I need to know now. Yeah? Because I need to know how to prepare myself. Yeah? I need to get ready for that. Yes? I need to do this. So it's a matter of mentality and the way how we were brought up. And in this world, yeah, Western society, yeah, mentality, yeah, it's very difficult for us to bear with this. And that's what it causes frustration. Even a little trivial thing causes frustration. Yes? And that's why we need to develop. Does not mean that we should do nothing. That we should be, what's the word for that?
Apathetic.
Negligence, yeah? Neglect everything, yes? But neglect everything. No, I'm not saying this. We should try to do what we can, but with a certain reservation. But final voice belongs, or final decision belongs not to me, but to God. Yeah? That's a reservation is. Final decision belongs to God, not to me. I can organize this and that, but final decision belongs to Him. He has right to change and mess up my plan. Yes? If He decided to mess up my plan, let it be. Let it be, Lord. Yes? If the screen is not working, fine. Let it be. Yes. So I do that on purpose to teach her to live the present moment. Yeah. No, of course no. But you know, of course we should try to do our best. There's no doubt, yes? But at the same time, it's very difficult for us, yeah, to live the present moment, to distance ourselves even from our plans. Actually, we need to make plans, but you know this expression, we make plans, human make plans, but God is laughing, yes? So, that's why we need to make plans. We need to try to do everything, but at the same time to let God, to guide us and to lead us, even if quite often He surprises us, eh? And sometimes certain things that do not work according to our plan. Yes, we need to let God to do it. Yes, fine, Lord. It is Your will. Let it be. Yes. So that's why it is, and this is very important, to stay calm and not to panic. Not to worry too much about this, even if something is not working well. Fine, yes. We should try to correct if it's possible. If God gives me grace and understanding to correct it. Yes, we should do it. But if not, let's wait patiently. Yeah. If the wall doesn't move, you want to make one step forward, and you can't encounter the wall. You see the wall, resistance. Okay, I need to pray. And wait when this wall will kind of step back. Yeah? So that's one of the ways of this spiritual life. So try to, especially when you wake up in the morning. Yes, when your mind is spinning around. This and this and this and this and this. I have to do this. I am. It's a very important question. Try to distance yourself. Do not let your thoughts pervade. You know, stay calm, not loud. I make some plans, but I'm trying to do it. As you want. Yeah, in that pace that you want me to do it. Yes. So very important. So that's why meditation is very important. In meditation, to begin prayer and meditation, each day with meditation prayer, so you automatically you distance yourself, from your even activities, with the thing that they are so important, most important. Nothing is important. Yes? Because God can change your life. or like in Turkey, people went to work. So, of course, we may complain because for safety reasons, they didn't work for that. Yeah, that's a sin of negligence. Yeah, definitely could be the sin of negligence, and because of that, you know, the tragedy came. Yes. But we need to, even if we try to protect ourselves, if we try to create the most safety environment, will be always something. There will be always something. Yeah. God teaches us who is in charge, not we. Even if we think that we create the most perfect system, yeah, law system and this system and that system, safety system, God quite often will surprise us and to show us. You think that you are safe? You think that you can do this? No. Okay, any questions?
I want
to
ask, did you get any
gestures? No! I'm surprised too. Actually, you know, I'm not physically strong. I was not even physically prepared for that, you know. But again, walking slowly for a short distance, you know. But you know, I was kind of surprised how God is working through all events, and you could not predict the day, yeah, because you thought, oh, today should be a piece of cake, 15 kilometers, it should be, go quickly. And it was, for me, it was the most difficult day. Yeah? I got almost dragged my body, you know. But another day was climbing and, you know, a long distance. I thought, oh, today will be a tough day for me. Yeah? It went like this, you know. You do not know. Yes, you do not know. So thanks to God, I didn't get any blisters. You know, no one was stolen. No one was killed. No one was hurt. No one was whatever. We went down safely. I felt the presence of the two popes, John Paul II, John 23rd. Yeah. So I asked them to guide us and to. So so that's a nice experience.
Did you go to Pilgrim's Rest?
Yes. I put even yes. At the end, and same. I put even incense into the thurible.
Yeah.
It's a huge thurible at the end of Mass. But again, if you pay for that, they do that on special occasions only. Also, pilgrims can pay for that. Yes, and it is costly. It is 300 euros. Yeah.
What is it?
It's a thurible. The thurible. It is incense. You know, that's a special vessel that we use for the Mass. Especially when you have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, we incense the Blessed Sacrament. We use in the Mass. Remember Holy Saturday Mass? We use it. Yes. You know, some people get choked. Yeah, that's fine too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it is a huge thurible of the size of this table.
Is it that big?
Yes, quite. Maybe not as, yes, more or less like this. Yes,
wow.
Yes. And what they swing this five men on five ropes, they pull down, and it goes
from the ceiling
bean and to another one, yes?
Wow.
Just it swings like that, yeah? And so, of course, it's nice incense comes out, and so at the end of Mass, they do that. That's a kind of, maybe we can do that in St. Thomas, right? Well,
but
for the
Google this because
they
showed that, and you're like,
I couldn't believe it.
Sorry.
What church is it? Saint James. Santiago de Compostela.
Oh, there's a building in Santiago also.
Yes. Hostels? No, we stay in hotels.
Yeah.
Hotels, we are. We ask a special company to set up for us all programs, all trip, you know. So what they did everything for us. So book the hotels. They trust. We stay in hotels. Yeah. We didn't go to hostels. No. We were French poodles. Yeah. So no, there's a special company that set up everything. So and even they organize transfer their luggage from one place to another place. So you don't carry on your back. Yeah. So just you walk with your little backpack and you can eat on the way whatever you find. There's many restaurants, many places that you can buy. If the food is very cheap for special pilgrims, yeah, and so you buy. That's fine. Yeah, that's
fine. I thought that you had to do a certain amount of kilometers or whatever.
Yes.
To be an authentic
minimum 100 kilometers.
100.
Minimum.
In order. So
to get the certificate. Yes. We made 220 something.
Where did you
We started in Spain. We started in the place called Ponferrada. Mm-hmm. Ponferrada and to Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Over 200 kilometers. Yeah. So we made to about 15-20. The shortest distance was 14 kilometers, case, yeah? The longest was 28. Yes, and we celebrated Mass every day in different churches. So I celebrated with a Spanish priest. So in Santiago, there's a tomb of St. James, and it's never proved historically, yeah? But according to the tradition, St. James evangelized the place that was right now Spain, yeah?
St. James the Apostle,
yes, one of the apostles, yeah? The greater, St. James the Greater. He went back to Jerusalem, he was martyred, he died, yeah? And his body was brought back to Spain, yes, and along with two of his disciples, St. Theodore and Athanasius. Yes, so three people are buried in a one tomb, yes. So under the altar, there's a tomb of St. James. Yes, so you go in, Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul II visited this tomb, yeah. So you went down and pray in front of this tomb, yeah.
What is the history?
Yes, yeah, yes.
But what is the history of the walk? What's the walk all about?
In the past, the walking, the pilgrimage was given as a penance. So for your penance, quite often for some sins, grave sins, the people made a pilgrimage to Rome, to St. Peter's tomb, yes, and the other to the tombs of the saints, usually of the saints, especially the apostles, yeah. So in Europe were two apostles, the tombs of two apostles, yeah, St. Peter in Rome and St. James. So the priest sent the people who committed serious sins, eh, walk to the tomb of St. James or St. Peter as their penance. So this tradition was developed in the Middle Age. Yeah? So people, you walked. St. Francis of Assisi walked from Assisi to St. James. Yeah? And later on, this tradition kind of, not died completely, but was kind of faded, yeah, and it's coming back, yeah, it's coming back. Right now, many people walk. I found many people walking on it. Not only Catholics, even the way, moving the way. Actually, the movie The Way, yes, the guy who runs this company for us, who runs company, yeah, this travel company, he told that this movie The Way kind of ignited, yeah, the whole thing. Yes, and the interest. So many people, after watching of this movie, The Way, started to walk. Yeah. So it's quite popular. Especially right now, in summertime, it's very popular. And many people write at this point, before summer, because in summer it's very hot. It's very difficult to walk. But springtime and fall time is most popular. So I met many people from different parts of the world, yeah? And from Europe, from the States, from Ireland, from Poland, from Germany, from France, from Italy, from Africa to yes.
Yeah. When you're walking as a group, you're with 10 people. Mm-hmm. Right? Were you walking as a group? Or
no, usually people? We began to walk as a group, but each one of us has our own pace, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we are spread up a little bit, yeah? Yeah. But it's not to, I don't, it's good to walk in silence again, yes? Of course, you may once in a while talk. We pray the rosary together at the Chapel of Divine Mercy. But afterwards, each one of us walk on, you take your own pace. Because one person goes quicker than slower. So, depends on the situation. But at the end, when you stop for lunch, yeah, we gather together, yeah. Having lunch together, and continue our way. Sometimes you felt that you felt pain, but you know that's fine. But what's that supposed to be? So I invite you, if you have a chance to go, go. Yes, one day. So perhaps I will do that once again, maybe. But from the Portugal side, yeah. I love Portugal. I was in Fatima too. Yes, I was in Fatima, and it's a beautiful shrine. It's a lady appeared in 1917 to three children. Jacinta, Francesco, and Lucy. Yeah, Jacinta and Francesco died as a kid, and they are beatified, they're blessed. Yeah, Lucy died not long time ago, 2005. Yeah, she was almost 100 years old. Yeah, I was at her place, at her house, and I met her niece.
Really?
Yeah? Yes. And so, it's a beautiful story about the power of the rosary, because Mary asked them to pray rosary, yes? And you know, kids like kids, they prayed, they were devoted kids, you know? And because they wanted to, they looked after the sheep, yeah? Because they came from poor families, so, and they wanted to have fun and play games, so they pray the rosary in this way. Hey Mary, hey Mary, hey Mary, hey Mary. To speed up, yeah? And to have more time for prayer. But Mary, when Mary appeared to them, she taught them how to pray the rosary, yes? And asking them to pray as a penance for those for people who do not believe in God, who left the church. And she showed them even part of the hell. They saw the hell. And they were terrified, yeah, because Mary complained that many people were going to hell, yeah. And if we pray also, if we do penance, we can somehow restitute, make up their faults, yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Before we finish up, Father, I just want to make one more encouragement for everyone, but in particular the newly baptized, to make it to confession before we leave RCIA. Because others who've gone through RCIA tell me, they want this to be on the door. If they don't have that, it's like weekly encouragement, they kind of lose the bubble on that. So these sponsors, I want you to step into the reach and help them get to confession. Okay? For the first time, and then encourage, you know, now start maybe a monthly habit, maybe 2 weeks, whatever. Your works free, but develop a discipline, like disciples, okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. We'll pray to you, Father, and then if you could end with a blessing for us. Let us stand. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.